December 22nd, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beloved Banting Park home. I am joined, as always, by my favorite producer, the mighty Max Martinson, who is delivering digital excellence from his Cream City digs near the campus of his alma mater, MATC. And Max is back after a long pre-holiday holiday out in Ohio visiting friends. Glad to have you back, Max. This Week in Waukesha is a Civic Media production brought to you in cooperation with WAUK Radio, 540 AM, or 101.1 FM if you live in the Shaw. And I am honored to have as my guest, it's been like more than a year since we're still doing radio and we had him on the show, and it's right around this time. I'm talking, of course, about Waukesha South varsity basketball coach in your third year, right?
Third year, correct. Third year,
Lee Montez, 20 plus years, I think 23 years as an assistant during yes. that time, and now the big cheese, if you will. And South is off to a 3-3 start, and though that doesn't sound promising, keep in mind two of those losses came to teams that are traditionally part of that state competition or state title conversation. One of them, of course, is Wisconsin Lutheran, and the other is it Wauwatosa West? Is that the other one? Did I get that Mitosa school right?
Correct.
So
correct.
Those are the two losses. Lost a heartbreaker to Pius by 1 point, but wins over Hamilton. And also a former Classic 8 rival, back when South was in it, KM. I heard a very, very impressive win. That was last Thursday night, correct?
That was last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday, yeah. I stand corrected. Yeah. Thanks. So, but looking good. You know, I've heard great things about your juniors, in particular Keegan DeGeorge and Mr. Jordan Garcia, who've been part of the varsity franchise, if you will, since their freshman year and are really living up to the promise, I'm told. And then also one of my favorite players, senior Luke Trindle, and also Isaiah Crawford. They're getting a lot of time, a lot of support on the boards, as they say. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. Isaiah and Luke didn't get a lot of playing time last year as juniors, you know, they battled through it and put in the hard work and effort, and it is paying off for them this year.
That's great to see, especially after watching them as sophomores and how well they played as team players and just an all-around game, especially Luke Trindle. I was really excited to see them at the varsity level and making bigger contributions this year as seniors. So, and of course, you also, I think this might have been your conference opener, a win at North.
Correct.
Second year in a row, getting a win on the road against the crosstown rival, and also against is it a former player of yours or former fellow coach Mitchell Hennis? Did he play under you at all during your assistant years?
Yes, Mitchell was a former player and then former coach. So the long line of Hennises, he was the first.
That's right. So, and you know, it's great to see him working here in Waukesha. I know he wanted to be back at South, but I mean, North is great too. Or it's good to, it's a great opportunity for a South alumnus to go there and leave the black shirt stamp on the North legacy. That's a good thing. And so, really wishing him best of luck. And so, and then tomorrow morning, you've got a little holiday tournament. Those are always fun. It's over at New Berlin West and it's against Oak Creek.
That is correct.
So what's the scouting report on Oak Creek? I didn't get a chance to dig deep into their program.
They're 4-2.
Okay.
They have a very good starting lineup. They have four guys averaging in double figures. So it's going to be a tough task for us tomorrow morning.
Sure, sure. Cool. So who are the other? Actually, let's do this. Let's start with your typical starting lineup, if that's okay. So I knew we have, like, Jordan Garcia is the point guard, correct?
Correct. We have a couple guys that can handle it. We try to choose who is going to have the least resistance bringing the ball up. Sure. That'll be our point guard then. So So, it'd either be Jordan Garcia or Keegan DeGeorge or Richie Leckie.
Oh, that's right, Richard Leckie, yeah. But then Keegan DeGeorge, is he the other guard, or do you slide him down to, like, forward? Because I know he's...
Usually we have Jordan probably play a forward position or the third guard.
Okay.
But
and then Keegan would be point guard at that point? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, him or Richie would bring the ball up to initiate the offense.
So. Okay. Nice. So that's good. And so then your big men are Luke and Isaiah, is that right?
Correct.
So it's those two. It's kind of like the old Judd Heathcote three-guard offense, going back to my Michigan State days.
Yes.
So, which is great. And especially, again, with the athletic prowess you have there from your two football players, that there's a lot they can do. They've demonstrated it on both fields of play, if you will, with agility and great speed and just, you know, hand-eye coordination, all of those things. And I believe they both received honors for football, correct?
Like, I believe they did, yes.
Yeah. So, but you're so busy prepping for basketball, you don't get to catch much of the football, right?
I do work the chains for the home
football. Oh, that's right. You're right there. Yeah. So,
and so I get pray that they don't get hurt. Right.
Yeah.
So. Front row seat. And then I try to make as many of the away games as I can to support the athletes itself.
Sure. Oh, that's great. Yes. And you still work for the school district, correct?
I still do.
In a full-time capacity in addition to your coaching. So that's
correct.
That's great. Good to have. And you're also a graduate of South. Did I get that correct? Along with your other siblings?
Yeah. So this is, I was a 94 grad. My older brother was an 88. My younger brother went to Waukesha West. So.
Okay. But the older brother is the current baseball coach at West, right?
He is. Correct.
You guys, you're still on speaking terms?
Yes. Yes, we are.
I only joke. I know he's done a great job there, and he's very highly regarded still by Black Shirt Nation, even though he's crossed the border, if you will.
Yes.
Playing for the evil empire. So how about your bench? So we know your starting lineup, and it looks like a pretty formidable lineup. Yeah. How about what's your bench look like?
We got a bunch of other kids. We have a good group of juniors with Jameel Franks, and then we have a kid that moved into South District, D'Adrian Nichols.
Okay.
And then we have Cal Stillman and Jackson Barong. Nate Vick and Jaden Crawford. And then we have one freshman on the team, Lucas Ortega.
Lucas Ortega. Well, what position does he play?
He's kind of a forward. He's actually a good sized freshman. So. Okay.
Oh, that's great. So, and then of course, Cal Stillman, another Waukesha South legacy, son of varsity baseball coach, John Stillman.
Yep. So,
and what is Cal a forward then, or is he a guard too?
He's a forward. Unfortunately, we aren't very blessed with height, so Cal's always going to have to probably guard someone maybe a little bit bigger than he is. So,
okay, that's good. So, terrific. And so, this Oak Creek tournament, is it like a friendly, or is it actually kind of like a 2-day with like bracket play kind of
idea? So it's just like a showcase. So they have. It's men's and women's games. So
it's kind of like the Luke Holman that takes place in January.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So it's like one game and out. Yeah. Okay. That's fun.
It was a 2-day. Actually, Oak Creek played today. So got to watch that game and get a little bit more information on them.
There you go. That's terrific. And so, what does your bench look like in terms of your coaching staff?
We got hit pretty hard again this year, from last year to this year. So my varsity assistant is Steve Smith. He's a former head coach at Catholic Central. And then
Catholic Memorial, you mean? Or Catholic? Is there a Catholic Central too?
I think it's Burlington Catholic Central.
Oh, Burlington Catholic Central. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so...
I went to school in Michigan State, so when I think of Catholic Central, I'm thinking Detroit Catholic Central. Which is a great has a great sports tradition. So,
He joins us. He joined the staff this year. Aaron Wettinger is our JV coach. He's been with me all 3 years, and you know, he's a former player, South alum.
I remember.
And then Andy Grinko helps at all levels, and then we have a new coach, Alexander Agee. He's our JV2/freshman coach.
What's his name again? I'm sorry.
Alexander Agee.
Alexander Agee. Nice. Okay. Terrific. That's because I know you had, because Mitchell was one of the coaches last year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So yeah. It's like the second year in a row you lost a coach to a rival school.
Yes.
Before that, it was how do you say his last name? He's a New Berlin Eisenhower coach.
Yeah, Austin Stick.
Austin Stick. That's right. Yep. Someone who's in the I believe it's the MSOE Sports Hall of Fame.
That is correct.
Career as well. So, but I certainly thought he did a great job at the. I believe he was like a JV coach, JV one coach, or freshman, or JV
one.
JV one. Yeah, I remember him doing a great job there, and so and also very highly regarded by the players, and I know yourself and the rest of the staff. So there'll be some exchanging some trade secrets, I imagine, or it'll be, you know, like I said, really doing a deep dive into each other's you know, frame of mind, or if you, you know, I always lose the terminology on that, but so you're 3-3 now, and then so what is any other games between Christmas and New Year's or holiday tournaments?
No, we have tomorrow, and then that's it until after January starts. So
okay. Terrific. And then so when does play pick up again? When I'm guessing it would be like the week of the 5th, like a January 6th, would there be a game?
Our next game is January 9th.
Okay.
Against Greendale.
Okay. So there'll be a long break between games, but at least you'll get a lot of practice in, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds good. Good deal. So excellent. And is Greendale at home or on the road?
Greendale is at South.
Okay, good. So, well, that's terrific. Because I know I need to go out and watch some of the games. And then my father-in-law always promises to catch one game. And we'll have to make it the North game when they come back. That might have been the game we were at last year. So, but it's great to see that the team's off to a very impressive start. And again, the record kind of doesn't do justice to, well, one, the caliber of teams you're playing. It's funny, right? You leave the Classic Eight thinking it's going to be more, but then you got these juggernauts in the Woodland or Parkland, or Woodland we call it for
the rest of the we're the Woodland West, and I don't think it got much easier for us for basketball anyways.
Sure. So, well, that's good. Like you said, a little, you know, at least I think in the most part, though, the school demographics are very similar compared to the Classic Eight. So.
Correct.
But I think your men can rise to the challenge, I think, coming into the, because this is your first year in the Woodland, correct?
It is, yes.
Yeah. So unless you're, and Catholic Memorial remains in the Classic Gate for all other sports except football, if I understand
correct.
That correctly. So you don't have to worry about them, although we always fared pretty well against them, I think, when we were in conference. Those are always good battles. So. But how are the other teams looking with, you know, JV2 and JV1? How does that, what does the future look like for the program?
They're off to, you know, good starts. Those coaches, you know, are working and installing, you know, a lot of fundamentals and, you know, being consistent with that. So we'd like to win some more games down there, but, you know, that's not the focus there.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I get that. It's development, sure. And seeing who plays well together. And so, I respect that. And how's the youth program working out these days? How's that coming in?
You know, the boys program, the youth program's pretty good. We got a youth board that's in charge of that. And the numbers, you know, are pretty good at a lot of the levels, you know, and we at least have one team at each level. So in some levels we have two.
Right. So, well, good. Yeah, that's good. Then you got it. Then it's not as much pressure as football. Cause you know, one or two boys, you can build a pretty strong team around for the most part. And, but it is good to have those numbers and players that are coachable and will, you know, and willing to play in the spirit of the team concept.
Correct.
So, yeah. So, you know, that's, I guess this would be a great question for you as a high school basketball coach, is that I've witnessed it now with boys and girls in the youth sports where it really starts to get cutthroat, if you will, where the parents are basically pressuring the kids, pressuring the coaches. They're only out there for their individual kids and not really understanding the idea that it's the focus on the team that should mean everything. And especially if their kids have aspirations of playing beyond high school, that it's something, you know, college scouts would look for is how well they play together as part of a team, as part of a unit, how coachable they are. And, you know, how do you find yourself, I knew your predecessor, Coach Richter, had dealt with it before with some of the prodigious talent that he had in his later years. That, you know, are you getting much, you know, pressure like that about kids' playing times or any of that other, you know, maybe, you know, parents not respecting the 24-hour rule, or, you know, how do you manage that?
Well, I think at any level, parents are going to get in the way somehow. Yeah. Either if it's, you know, with playing time or, you know, what you should be doing or something right. like that. You know, like I'll listen to it. That doesn't mean I'm going to do it or sure. anything. So,
yeah.
And the 24-hour rule is our athletic department's rule. It was mine when I came in. So it sure. was.
Yeah. And it's a good rule.
It is, you know, my dad always used to say cooler heads prevail. So,
Yeah.
So, you know, we get that at the varsity level. We get that at the JV level. We get it at the youth level as well.
Yeah. But it's like, I was like fooling around on my social media, and there's always that scene from the movie Miracle about the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team where it was a pre-Olympic game. It was a friendly against Norway, and they played to a tie. And the coach, Herb Brooks, played by Kurt Russell, was so upset by their lack of effort that he made him skate for like a long time after the game was over. Like the lights were turned off in the rink, and he kept emphasizing that the name on the front of your jersey or sweater, as they say in hockey, is hell of a lot more important than the name on the back. And you know, how do you kind of manifest that with your program overall, from like youth all the way up into varsity?
So this year we kind of came up with a saying, you know. Shoot the ball when you're open, pass when a teammate's open, and then we're going to drive it when nobody's open. You know, we just want to keep the unity and the focus on, like, hey, if this is your shot, then you got to shoot it. And if it's not, then we'll find a different option. So,
yeah, find the open man or reset. Yeah.
Correct.
Good deal. So we have 2 minutes left in this first podcast. And then, like I said, we hope you can stick around for the second one. We got to talk baseball now and your twins, as well as other, you know, other happenings for the holidays and more basketball, of course. But what is kind of your, you know, kind of your nutshell, your elevator pitch for why people should pay attention to the 25-26 Waukesha South Blackshirt basketball team?
I think there's some really good talent we have. I think, you know, we haven't hit our peak yet. Hopefully, you know, we kind of find that towards, you know, mid-February. I thought last year we kind of peaked a little early, but hopefully we find that. We got some really good kids, really good families, and hopefully we can make a run here in March.
Sounds good. And I remember that when you speak of peaking, I went to the Arrowhead game last year, you beat them at home, and that was a great game because you guys were losing by like 10 at one point in the first half.
Correct.
And everybody held their composure, and they not only came back, but they really dominated the rest of the game from that point on. And as soon as that deficit hit 10, like got a switch flipped, and that made a big impression on me. And it was the younger guys, the guys that you still have, I think, that were a big part of that. And so it's exciting to see like when that peak happens and how long you can sustain it. And in our next segment, we'll ask Coach Montez about if they have goals or aspirations for this year's team, about how far they want to get in the conference and in the playoffs, and as well as some holiday talk around at the Montez house. So thanks for joining us for episode one. Stick around for episode two on This Week in Waukesha with Coach Lee Montez of Waukesha South Basketball. Thanks again and see you soon.